This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia says it will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. This, according to President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. It would mark the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow would have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war, as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, has reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FEMA Administrator Dina Deanne Criswell are due in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi on Sunday to survey the damage from a devastating tornado that killed some 25 people in a small community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the damage.
Ain't no houses left up.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi resident Shedrick B. says his neighborhood is just devastated. Houses and trees are flattened.
The little restaurants we got, the gas station, all of that's over with, gone.
He and his girlfriend and two children huddled in a closet after hearing that roar.
I was just holding them tight. She was praying.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis in Rolling Fork.
The scale of destruction in this small town is really astounding.
She says it's obvious some people did not survive, with trailer homes taking the hardest hit. The storm, described as a supercell, also knocked out trees and power lines in Alabama and Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can keep up on that story and all